I love this town time. You know, Sheila wrote to me. Sheila is from Fort Bragg. I'm thinking Sheila was thinking the same kind of thing. We talk about this from time to time, that it doesn't matter which small town you're from. You're probably having at least some experiences that are in common with other small towns, other small communities. And when I say I love this town, that's the feature, but it's not just about Fort Bragg. It's about things that we all have in common in Point Arena, Willits, Ukiah, Westport, Mendocino, Compte, Redwood Valley, all over Mendocino County, and towns I've never heard of, probably in Iowa and Kentucky and upstate New York, West Virginia, anywhere in the U.S. that you live in a small community, there's a small community specialness to it, don't you think? I mean, when there's an event, and in this case, we're talking about Halloween, when there's an event, a lot of people in the community might pull together and coordinate their efforts for decorations or for events. And that happens a lot with what Sheila referred to as the Halloween Walk. In Fort Bragg, the Halloween Walk, many people would tell you, is Wall Street, a neighborhood where everybody kind of pulls together to make it extra special for Halloween trick-or-treaters. Or how about the trunk-or-treat events? Also coordinated efforts by members of small communities often. Or Main Street trick-or-treating. You know, those are just some examples. And one of the examples of Halloween in Ukiah is what Sheila called Ukiah's Halloween Walk. Oh, yes, indeed. I get what you're saying, Sheila. All of our small towns have something special that happens. In this case, Halloween, there's probably going to be something special for, oh, maybe Thanksgiving, maybe solstice, maybe Christmas, New Year's, all kinds of opportunities for people to come together in the celebrations that are particular to our small community. Yeah, Sheila, it was a terrific Halloween this year for Fort Bragg's Halloween Walk and many others, including Ukiah's, which Sheila said she was going to send me a picture, but she didn't see how I could. I couldn't show that on the radio. So yeah, right. I get what you're saying there. But Sheila, thank you so much for observing that it is just great to live in a small community. I love this town.